We're going to talk about the halacha of seuda, birkat hamazon, and berachot. All the halachot that has to do with the seuda, benching, and making berachot on all different types of food. First of all, one is obligated to wash netilat yadayim. There's no difference between men and women regarding netilat yadayim for eating bread. And also, you have to take off all the rings that you have in your hand, and or anything that is on your fingers or any part of your hand, you have to take that away also in order to wash netilat yadayim. Paint, if your hands have paint on it, if you can't feel the paint, then it's fine. Don't have to take them out. That's also regarding mikveh, by the way. That's not considered a chatzisa. If somebody also painted their finger, the finger also is not considered a chatzisa, or your nails, I mean, your nails also is not considered a chatzisa. You don't have to take off your nail polish before you wash netilat yadayim. That's not considered a chatzisa. The important part is that also we said last week in the morning, for netilat yadayim in the morning also, one has to take off their rings before you do netilat yadayim. The question a lot of people ask was, are the men also obligated to take off their rings if they wear rings? Should they take off their ring also before netilat yadayim? There's a difference between men and women. Women are more sensitive for their rings than men. Men are not obligated to take off their rings, but the women are obligated to take off their rings before netilat yadayim. I just want to take a few minutes of this class to talk about inyane beracha. What is that mean to make a beracha? The Gemara tells us in Masechet Berachot, kol ane'ene me'olam hazeh belo beracha ke'ilu ne'ene mikodshe shamayim. Anybody that draws benefit from this world without a beracha, it's like you take away something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that belongs to Hashem without the permission. Therefore, the inyan of making beracha is a very, very important inyan. One, before do anything. What we do, first of all, we look at our life. Starting in the morning until we go to sleep at night, we make a lot of berachot. The Gemara tells us that everyone is obligated to make 100 berachot a day. The reason for that is the Gemara also tells us that at the time of David and Melech, during 100 people used to die every day. David and Melech made a decree that in order to stop the death of people, if everyone makes 100 berachot a day, the death would stop. From that time on, David and Melech instituted that each one has an obligation to make 100 berachot. The question is, are the women also have obligation to make 100 berachot? It's a big machloket between the poskim, if the women also have obligation to make 100 berachot. Rabbi Obadiah Yosef and Rabbi Eliashiv, both they hold that the women also should make 100 berachot a day. Therefore, making berachot is essential to each one of us. We have to make sure to make berachot. Now, women have less chances to make berachot every day than men. Men, they have three times a day you say Shemon Esrei. The women have only one time a day that you have an obligation to say Shemon Esrei. But three times a day would be almost 55 berachot a day that you could get from Shemon Esrei. Also, eating, going to the bathroom, Asher Yatzah, the Tilat Yadayim, all that adds up from the time that you get up until the time you go to sleep, you have chances to make the beracha. The Rabbi Chaim Vital, the Talmud of Arizal, said the reason Arizal was able to have the prophecy to have Ruach HaKodesh was only because he was Zahir. He was very careful how to make Berachot. The Berachot is a very, very important part of being a Jew. Now, I see a lot of times people are making Berachot. They half the words are missing. Sometimes they don't even say part of the words. Part of the words is completely missing. Or they don't pronounce the words right. It's better not to say the beracha than saying the beracha without swallowing the words, or not saying it properly, or not saying the right beracha. the berachot is, in your first word, you are saying Hashem's name in vain. It is sur midoraita to say beracha, which is not a proper beracha. If you have to say, let's say, adama, and you say aretz, you blow up the whole thing. No point. Not only didn't do a mitzvah, it's a big avera, because the beracha said Hashem's name in vain. That therefore, we have to understand how to make a beracha. Number one, how to say the beracha. In order to say the beracha right, you have to pronounce the words right. The beracha is divided to three different parts. Say Baruch Ata Hashem. Stop a little bit. Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Borei Peri Haaretz. Three different parts. That's the proper way of making beracha. If a person does not think like that, doesn't understand the words, doesn't pronounce the words right, you could blow up the whole beracha, and not only you are not doing a mitzvah, you're doing an avera. Number two, the second thing is important regarding beracha, is beracha she'ena tzericha. Also, sometimes people think, you know, I'm not sure if I made a beracha, I'm going to do it again. That doesn't work that way. Beracha she'ena tzericha. If beracha is not necessary to be made, and you make it anyways, that's considered beracha lebatala. Beracha she'ena tzericha. If beracha is not, you should not make it, or you are not sure that you made it, although we have a klal, safek berachot lehakel. If somebody has a safek, if you have a doubt, if you made a beracha or not, don't make it again. Beracha she'ena tzericha is, I see it in the synagogue here, even men. They make it all the time. So a person thinks to himself, you know, I just want to make sure. Making sure does not work with Hashem's name. Don't put it on Hashem's threshold. May using Hashem's name on because you are not sure is not a joke, it's not a play. Therefore, one has to be very sure in order to bring Hashem's name out of our mouth. Hashem's name is not some Joe Blow's name, Chas v'Shalom. It's an important name. It has to be dealt with Kedusha. It has to be dealt with holiness. And it has to be dealt properly. Pronunciation is important. Hashem's name, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, everyone has to learn based on their minhag, how to say Hashem's name. Even within the Sephardim, there are different ways how to pronounce Hashem's name. Within Ashkenazim, there are four or five different ways how to pronounce Hashem's name. We have to know what your custom is. You have to follow your custom in order to understand how to say Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. Number three, making a beracha, there are two different types of berachot. Some berachot is Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Borei Peri Haaretz. That's one type. Then we have Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kidashanu V'Mitzvotav V'Tzuvanu Al Nefilat Yadayim. It's two different words, two different things. If you mix up, instead of saying Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, you said Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Asher Kidashanu V'Mitzvotav V'Tzuvanu, you mixed up the whole Baracha. Or vice versa. You have to know the Barachot, how the Barachot starts, how the Barachot finishes. You can't just add on extra word, take off extra word. If you don't say Melech HaOlam, or just say Baruch Ata Hashem HaOlam, and you don't say Melech, according to Mishnah Berurah, you are not Yotze. Or you say Baruch Ata Hashem, don't forget to say completely Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, and just make the Baracha, you are not Yotze. These are the, therefore the halachot of berachot is so important, because if somebody doesn't know, and you can't just say, oh, I've made up, I forgot, I don't know, I'm going to say it again. It doesn't work that way. These are the important factors. That's why some say the halachot berachot are the hardest halachot in Shulchan Aruch HaFor HaChaim, even harder than halachot Shabbat. Because there are so many details of this berachot, and there's Bimamash dealing with the Isur of Barachot of Shem Hashem Levatala. It's important to understand Barachot. Therefore, it's impossible to cover every part of this halacha. I'm going to try to give you the Kelalim, the rules, outline those, and from that you could learn everything you need to know, how to decide what Barachot to make, how to make a Barachot, and when do you say Safek Barachot Levatel. Okay, number one, a person that makes a beracha, you have to hear it with your ears. If you don't hear it, then it's a safek, you are your tzolo. And therefore, because it's a safek, again, the rule is safek berachot lehakel. You don't go back and say it again. When a person makes a barakah, you say Birkat Hamazon, you say barakah Charona, you have to hear with your ears. You have to say it loud enough. Only you have to hear. Don't have to wake everybody up. Only you have to hear to say the barakah. When a person makes a barakah, you have to make sure from the time that you make the barakah until you eat, there's no hefsek. You eat right away. You can't just go wander around and come back 5 minutes later and start eating now. Doesn't work. You have to eat right away. This halacha really comes handy when you want to have a coffee or tea. Coffee or tea sometimes is very hot. You don't test them before. You make the halacha, it's so hot. Then start blowing it off. You have sick. It doesn't work that way. You have to make sure before you drink that the coffee or tea is cold enough or is cool enough that you are able to drink right after you made the barakha. A lot of people, what they do, they take something else that the barakha is charcoal, they make a barakha on that, then they drink their coffee or tea in order not to come to that situation that they are not able to drink. Also, if you are making amotzi, and there's four other people are yotzei with your amotzi, when you make the barakha, baruch atah Hashem, kinu achala amotzi lechem min haaretz, take a piece, eat yourself first before you give it out to anybody. But that also considered hefsek. That happens Friday night. I see a lot of them there, they tell your husband also. When you make amotzi, there are other people at the table, you cut the bread, you can't just cut for everybody then start eating yourself. The first one you cut, dip it, eat yourself, then give it to everybody else. Because you are the one that made the barakha, it cannot be hefsek between the time that you made the barakha until you eat yourself. There are five different types of barakhot that we have. We have Eretz, Adama, She'akol, Mezonot, and Borepriya Gefen. Five different types. I'm sure obviously everybody knows, and the food that came from the trees, Eretz, anything come from the Adama, from the Eretz, is Adama. Mezonot, all types of cakes, cookies, macaroni, spaghetti, all anything made of flour is Mezonot. Gefen, anything made of grapes, which is grape juice or wine, Borepriya Gefen. And bread is Amotzi. Now, this is very simple. You could say everything is beautiful, everything is fine, it's whatever you eat, Adama Shakol. It's not as simple as the thing. This idea of making barakhot of different foods is very complicated. I'll give you again a few different examples. If you have a fruit, let's say you have date, the barakha on the date is whatever you eat. Now, what about if you have date spread? What barakha do you make on that? Shahakol. If you cannot see the fruit itself, it's smashed and the fruit is not nikar, it's not clear, you cannot see it, then the barakha is shahakol. Almond barakha is boreperiyahez. Almond spread, the barakha is shahakol. Mashed potato is a big machloket. What barakha do you make on mashed potato? Because if the pieces of potatoes are there, boreperiyah adama. The pieces are not there. It's a machloket, but barakha you make on that. Some poskim hold is adama because still you see potatoes. Some say that you have to make shakos. Therefore, if you have a fruit or you have any type of a food that the tsura you cannot see it, the barakha also changes from the real barakha to shakos. That's one example. The second klal. And alachot barachot is ikar betafel. You have two different ideas. We have a food that is ikar, then you have something that is mixed up to it, is tafel. Any food, you have a major food, you have a minor food. You have something let's say you make a soup. In the soup, you have 100 things there, right? You have peas, beans, chicken, the rice, the barley, and what, make everything in that soup. What beracha do you make on that soup? Is it aet? Is it adama? Is it shakol? Is mezonot? What beracha do you make on that? So therefore, the idea, the klal is like this. If you add ikar and you add tafel, you make a beracha on ikar and poter et a tafel, which means that you have a food. The main part of this soup is, let's say, is water, then make charcoal. Or let's say the main part of this soup is rice, make mezonot, everything else is patur with that. Now, the real question really comes up with cholent. What beracha do you make on cholent? Cholent, really, there is about 10 things inside. It depends who makes the cholent. But there are about 8 to 10 things you can find inside the cholent. What beracha do you make on cholent? Now, the ikar and tafel also, there is no universal rule about that. It has to do with everybody separately. And there was, if you like, let's say a person likes potatoes. For you, potato is considered ikar. Somebody has the same soup, likes, let's say, bananas in the soup. He likes bananas, then he makes a beracha on that. Depends on you. There is no rule that for me, my cholent, it could be for me, that same cholent is mezonot. For that cholent, for you, could be adama. Depends what, for you, what's considered the main thing in that cholent. This aracha ikar and tafel also applies. It does not apply with mezonot. In other words, we don't say ikar and tafel. Let's say you have a soup, you have a chicken soup, there's macaroni, spaghetti in that soup. Right? Spaghetti, anything, the beracha is mezonot, that is considered ikar. No matter how many other things are in that soup, that is considered mezonot, and you make that beracha. Therefore, a lot of cholent, because they have barley in them, because the barley is mezonot, the beracha for the cholent mezon, most of the time, is mezonot, and you don't have to worry about anything else. Okay? The question in the end. Also in Yana Fikar Tafel, another question that a lot of people ask are rice and a stew on top of the rice. What beracha do you make on that? When you have let's say you have a meatball and rice, or you have choresh and rice, what beracha do you make on that? Which one is ikar, which one is tafel? That's a very hard question, because for everyone, that specific food, if some people do just like the stew, the rice is the extra thing, then you make a beracha on the stew and don't have to worry about the rice. For some people, the rice is important, and the stew is extra thing on top of that, just make it or not, and the stew is the tafel. For majority of people, both of them are important. Therefore, you make two berachot. You make mezonot, and you make on the stew, depends what the stew is made of, you make adama or shakol on that stew. Therefore, the beracha for a meatball and rice is mezonot and shakol. You don't make only mezonot. We have also the perot shenishtabehu v'hem Eretz Yisrael. We have seven fruits that belong to Eretz Yisrael, which they are wheat, barley, grape, date, pomegranate, olive, and figs. That are the seven fruits of Eretz Yisrael. These seven fruits, you have to, let's say you're sitting at the table. Any of these seven fruits are at the table, you make a beracha on them first. They are the kedima. They come first more than any other fruit or food you have at the table. Therefore, let's say you're sitting at the table, you're having breakfast, you have lunch or supper. If you're making yamotzi, there's no problem. What about if you have all the other types of foods at the table? Let's say you have date, then you have a piece of cake, you have an apple, and you have a banana. That's your lunch. It's a good lunch. What beracha do you make on that? The food that came from Eretz Yisrael, which is pomegranate, you make first. even though that really the halacha is menzonot, you always make first, but the perot, the food that came of Eretz Israel, as the kedima, that fruit comes first, you make beracha of Eretz first. Then you make a beracha and menzonot, then you make a beracha adama. That's the three berachot that you have to make in order. But if you don't have the pomegranate, let's say the fruit of Eretz Israel is not there, the way you make a beracha is like this. First you make amotzi, then mezonot is more important, then shahakol is more important. Then ayes, adama, shahakol. Five different ways. Amotzi, mezonot, ayes, adama, shahakol. That's the order of the importance of beracha. If somebody has a safek, let's say there are fruits, that is safek, we have a doubt what beracha you make on them. The safek is you make arez or adama. If you have a doubt on a food, like I give an example, cashew, what beracha do you make on cashew? Has anybody ever thought about that? It's not so simple. There are a lot of us with adama. That is the machloket, what beracha make on cashew. Any time that there is a safek, what beracha you make on cashew, you make, between ayes and adama, you make adama. You don't make ayes, if there is a safek. Any time that the person has a safek, the safek, by the way, means that you didn't go to any class, you didn't learn, and you are not interested to learn. Then you make charcoal. But that's not a right way to handle with this. A person has to try everything possible. You learn the halachot, you know the halachot, you studied every possible way to learn what berachot to make on every food. And you did everything. Now you're stuck somewhere, no way to ask anybody, you don't know what berachot to make. Then you make charcoal. But you can't just say to yourself, what do I need to learn berachot for? There's a way out. Make charcoal and everything's going to be beautiful. You cannot do that. That's not the way it works. The Gemara tells us that the person that thinks like that is an amaretz. The person that always thinks that I'm not going to learn berachot, I'm going to just make charcoal, that's not a proper way of a Jewish person to act. We have to understand, we have to learn, we have to know halachot, and after all that, if we don't know, then you make charcoal. There are two berachot that whenever you make, you are yotzei ide chova. Anytime you make shahakol or mezonot, you don't have to go back and make the beracha over again. These two berachot are like the same, shahakol and mezonot. Let's say you made a beracha on an apple. You made mezonot. You are fine. You don't have to go back and say it again. You made a shahakol instead of amotzi. You are fine. You made adama on pizza. You are fine. Shakol. You are fine. Now, I want to give you one more thing that is not simple, but there is a machloket about that. You also, if somebody makes adama and everything, there are some poskim hold, you are yotze also, because everything comes from adama. Let's say you made adama on pizza, some say you are yotze. You made adama on shawarma, yariotze, because that also came from adama. But that's the machloket about that. The best thing is to learn your halachot and know the halachot. Don't come to any safek like that. Now, any time that a person eats or drinks for the sake of refuah, and there was somebody, Ahmad Hassan, is sick, and they have to take medication, or they have to take certain food for refuah, if the sole purpose of that food is to get better, and the doctor ordered you to eat that, and you have no ana'ah, you are not draw any, don't take any benefit from that food, then you do not make a beracha on them. The best example for that would be a cough candy. You get the honey cough candy. Right? You have a sore throat, taking the candies in your mouth and you walk around with it. Do you make a barakah on that or no? Yes, you make a barakah because even though that is for the purpose of refuah, but you are drawing benefit, the taste is good, and you want to suck on it, therefore You make a barakha on that. Also, if somebody, let's say you are eating something stuck in your throat, taking a cup of water, a cup of juice or soda, whatever. You just want to have it because something stuck on your throat. You do not make a barakha. Because that is not, they are not getting, they are not drawing benefit. Your only reason is drinking that, that cup of water is only to take care of your throat. Is there's no purpose of drink. And in other words, the Torah, the halacha is the only time you have to make a barakha, only if you are drawing benefit. If you are not, then you do not make a barakha on them. If somebody is taking a medical pills, let's say taking a Tylenol tonight, and you want to have a cup of water with that, if you are not thirsty, taking only the medicine with the water is taking only for the medication, you do not make a barakha on that cup of water. But if you're taking the orange juice with your medication, then you make a barakha. Because the orange juice, even if you are not thirsty, you're having an ana'a from orange juice. Right? Or you're having apple juice. You make a barakha on apple juice. The only time you don't make a barakha is water, because water does not give any satisfaction to anybody if you are not thirsty. I'm going to give you three or four different scenarios that people drink water that, again, I've seen it all the time. People make a mistake and make a barakhot, and it could be mamash safek barakhot levatala. A lot of times people get up early in the morning, they just want to have a cup of water because it's just good for their stomach. You don't make a barakha on that. If you are not thirsty, you're just taking a cup of water to have that in the morning, you don't make a barakha. If somebody drinks water for diet purposes, you don't make a barakha if you are not thirsty. People have to drink 8 to 10 or 15, 16, or every day changes. Depends how many you're taking, how many cups of water you drink every day. If you drink those cups of water and you are not thirsty, you don't make a barakha on that. Or somebody has a cup of soda. Let's say you finish your meal and you want to have a cup of soda for digestion purposes, you don't make a barakha on that if you are not thirsty. Sometimes the person, or say, let's say a diabetes person has a dry mouth, they have to drink water. You don't make a barakha on that water. Because there's no reason of having, you have no satisfaction from that water. Okay? These are the scenarios that one should not make a barakha. Because there's no need, it's not necessary, and you have no ana'a from the food that you are eating. Now, if somebody by mistake took a piece of food and put it in their mouth without a barakha, then right away they remembered, I didn't make a barakha. What do you do? Number one, cannot swallow the food. Number two, you have to throw it away if you have extra food to eat. What about if that's the only thing you have? Let's say you have a candy, right? And that there's no other candy. You want that candy, you cannot go get another candy. You put it in your mouth, start sucking it. Then remember, I didn't make a bracha. What do you do? There are two ways to handle it. Either take it out, make a bracha and put it back. But if it becomes nim'at, becomes disgusting, cannot take it out, if you could throw it away, get another one, that's the best way to do it. If you can't, then you have to push it the other side of your mouth, make a barakha, and then start eating it. Cannot just eat without a barakha. It's a serious problem eating things without barakha. Now, this what I said till now is regarding the halachot, the first barakha. We have barakha acharona, the last barakhot. There are three different types of barakha acharona. We have the Ket Amazon, we have barakha me'en shalosh, and then we have borei nefashot. Ket Amazon, we say obviously whenever we have bread. Barakha me'en shalosh, we have ala mechia, ala es, ala periyaitz. Make ala mechia, ala kakala, you make on things that are mezonot, al ha'es v'al per ya'es, you make it only on the fruits of Eretz Israel, the seven fruits that we said. Anything else we make, borei nefashot rabot. These are the berachot that we have. Now, we said, for if somebody doesn't know the beracha, you make shakot, you make mezonot. Beracha acharona does not work that way. You can't say, I don't know what beracha acharona to make, I'm going to make borei nefashot. Borei nefashot is not a generic beracha. Like shakot is a generic beracha, I don't know, make shakot. Borei nefashot labot is not, that does not take the place of shakot. Therefore, if you don't know what beracha to make, you don't make. Don't make a beracha. Either find out or don't make a beracha acharona. Except one situation. If you ate something, you don't know, should I make the ketav azon, should I bench, or should I say alamichya? And that scenario, you make alamichya. You could make alamichya instead of the kandavot. If somebody by mistake, let's say you are supposed to bench. Say, Biket Amazon, you made Ala Mechia, you are yotzer. Or vice versa. You are supposed to make Ala Mechia, you made Biket Amazon, you are yotzer. This halacha happens all the time. You go to pizza shop and you have a piece of pizza. Now, what bracha do you make on pizza? That's all different question. There's a machloket between Ashkenazim and Sephardim. What bracha you make on pizza? When do you make them? So when you make them? So not. But that's different. I'm going to talk about that a little bit later. But let's say for Ashkenazi, you have to eat, you have to have three slices, four slices, and this all changes every day. You don't know what beracha acharona do you have to make in the end. Let's say you had four slices, and you weren't sure. Say, I really should make Biket Hamazon. By mistake, you made alamichya. You are fine. Don't go back and say it again. Or vice versa. Let's say I had only two pieces. And you really should make alamichya. You made both Biket Hamazon. You are fine. You are yotze. You don't have to go back and say it again. For by the way, this halacha, this inyan of when do you make alamichya, when do you make Biket Hamazon, I'm going to talk about it for a few minutes here. We have, there is a phenomena of mezonot roll, which doesn't exist by Ashkenazim, by Sephardim exists. Why? Because there is a big machloket, what beracha do you make on pizza? It has to do with that. The inyan of pizza, if somebody wants to make mezonot, Sephardim, they want to make mezonot, you are allowed to do that, there's not a problem. You want to make hamotzi, you are allowed to do that also, it's not a problem. You want to make alamichya, you could do that. You want to make Biket Hamazon, you could do that also. Any way you want to do it, it's fine. Both ways are different. Poskim hold different things. Rabbi Avadia holds one thing, Ben Ishchai holds something else. Both of them are right. Both ways are right way to do it. Now, for Ashkenazim, it's a different ballgame. For Ashkenazim, if you have, according to Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, in order to say amotzi on a piece of pizza, Moshe holds like this. If you take a piece of cake, and you sit down, have that piece of cake for lunch, that's your seuda. You covey your seuda on that, you have to make a motzi. Even though it was only kazai, it's only 1 ounce. But you have to make a motzi on that, then you make a ket hamazon. Therefore, the mezonot roll for Ashkenazim does not apply. Because whoever eats mezonot roll, you sit down and have it for lunch or supper. The beracha on mezonot roll is not mezonot, it's a motzi. You make a motzi and make Biket Hamazon. For Sephardim, the mezonot roll is mezonot and alamichya. There is no machloket. I don't think they made mezonot roll for only Sephardim. They made it for everybody, but the concept does not exist. Now, in order to make Biket Hamazon properly, you have to, first of all, you have to have 2 ounces of bread in order to make Biket Hamazon midoraita. 1 ounce is midrabanan, 2 ounces is midoraita. Now the chiluk is, are you going to have two slices of bread or one slice of bread? The nafka mina, the difference is like this. Do you make al netilat daim the beracha, or you don't make al netilat daim? Another word, even if you have a small amount of bread, you have to wash netilat daim. But do you make the beracha al netilat daim or not? Makes a difference if you have two slices of bread or one slice. If you have two slices, then you make al netilat daim also, because 2 ounces of bread is midoraita. If you have only one slice, which is midarabanan, you do not make al netilat daim. The other difference is, the other difference comes about if you have a safek. If you have a doubt, did I make Birkat Hamazon? Did I make Birkat Hamazon? If you have 2 slices of bread, then you have to go back and say Birkat Hamazon again. If you had 1 slice of bread, you don't make Birkat Hamazon again, because Birkat Hamazon is midoraita from the Torah. Safek, deoraita lachumra. If you have a doubt, something from the Torah, we are machmir. Something that is midarabanan, we are maker. Therefore, it makes a difference how many slices of bread did you have. Now, in order to make the Birkat Hamazon properly, first of all, you have to hear it with your ears. Birkat Hamazon, and the whole other Berachot, Birkat Hamazon, we are more machmir on Birkat Hamazon than all other Berachot. All the other Berachot are midrabanan. Birkat Hamazon is midoraita. The person has to be properly sitting when you make Birkat Hamazon. You cannot play games when you make Birkat Hamazon. You cannot throw things when you make Birkat Hamazon. You cannot dry your hand when you make Birkat Hamazon. You cannot, you know, single with your eyes or hand or feet, whatever you have during Birkat Hamazon. Birkat Hamazon is a very important, serious barakot that it has to be done properly. Now, in order to make beracha acharona, if you had a piece of bread, 1 ounce of bread, lechatechila, you should have it within 4 minutes. But b'dieved, you could have it up to 7 minutes in order to say Birkat Hamazon. Therefore, if somebody is sitting down having lunch, you have a piece of bread, and you have all the other food there, it takes about half an hour to have your lunch, let's say. That piece of bread takes you half an hour to eat, then you don't make Birkat Hamazon. You can't make me, let's say you have 3 pieces of bread. If you don't have it, 1 ounce of that within 4 to 7 minutes, then you don't make Birkat Hamazon. It's very important. People take their time, or let's say Friday night, you sit at the table, takes 3-4 hours, like the Mina Gakodesh of Atlanta, takes about 4 hours to have lunch here. That they have, they sit on having, they take that piece of bread to have, taking 3 hours for that piece of bread. You don't make Birkat Hamazon. You have to have 1 ounce of bread, at least 1 ounce, within 4 minutes to 7 minutes in order to do that. If you have a cup of soda, or juice, or water, in order to say Birkat Borei Nefashot, you have to do it in one shot. If you drink a little bit, then another little bit, then another little bit, you don't make beracha acharona. Therefore, one should not make beracha acharona, the last beracha, on coffee or tea, because nobody drinks coffee and tea in one shot. Soda, if it is a good soda, you don't drink. The answer is that don't drink eat in one shot. You don't make beracha acharona on the soda either. You the only thing, the only drinks that one could make the beracha acharona is water and juice. Any other thing, you should not make beracha acharona. Therefore, the drinks has to be done also in one shot. Other fruits, let's say apple, banana, oranges, whatever you have, in order to make beracha acharona on those, you have to eat 1 ounce of them within 4 to 7 minutes. If you don't eat that also, you don't make beracha acharona either. Beracha, a lot of times people just take a little, one grape, they put in their mouth, that's it, they make a beracha acharona. It's beracha levatala. You can make a beracha acharona on a piece of fruit. You have, there's a shiurim, there are measurements that you have to have in order to make a beracha acharona. Now, Let's say you have two things. You have a piece of cake and you have a coffee with it. What beracha do you make? You make two berachot. You make borei mezonot and you make shakol. What beracha acharona do you make in the end? Only ala mechia. You don't make borei nefashot. Now, what about if you're having cereal and milk in the morning? What beracha do you make? Depends what you're having. If you have, let's say, cornflakes, you make adama, you don't make shakol. Now, what happens in the end? You eat your cornflakes and you have a little milk left over in the end. Do you make a beracha on that or no? What did you do so far? Don't look at me. What did you do? You don't make a beracha. You don't make on that milk. You're scared to say. You don't make a shakol on the extra milk that is left over in the end. Now, also, another halacha which also is different between Ashkenazim and Sephardim is a lechem matok. If you have sweet piece of bread, for Sephardim, the beracha is mezonot, for Ashkenazim is amotzi. Therefore, Friday nights, when you make your challah, you have to make sure that it's not sweet enough, and the sweet means that you don't taste the sweetness a lot in it. But if it's very sweet, then the beracha is not amotzi, is mezonot. Therefore, for Sephardim, if you have egg bagel that you buy from Publix, is not amotzi, is mezonot. Or if you have those fancy breads that have a lot of nuts in it and cinnamon and all that, for Sephardim is mezonot, is not amotzi. To make sure, to when you buy this type of thing or make it yourself, you don't make it very sweet to change the beracha. Let's say you bake bread at home. Instead of water, you put apple juice or orange juice. The beracha is mezonot, it's not amotzi anymore. Because if there's no water in there, that's for everybody. If there's no water in there, that makes the beracha changes also. Now, the inyan of dessert. If you have, when you make a motzi, you don't make any other beracha in the middle of the seuda. Every beracha that you have, everything that is inside the seuda, is included with the motzi that you make. Except, thank you. Instead of borei pri hagefen. In other words, let's say Friday night, you made kiddush, you did not drink from the gefen, you did not drink from the cup of, from the kiddush. Then you have to make borei pri hagefen in the middle of the kiddush, in the middle of a motzi. But if you had a little bit, even a little bit of the wine, then you do not make borei pri hagefen in the seuda. But in a normal seuda, let's say in the middle of the week, you're having a seuda, you're having wine, you make a beracha on wine, but nothing else, except desserts. Desserts, then when the seuda is over, you're having desserts at the table, then you have to make a beracha on that. What desserts you make a beracha? Only on aes, adama, and shakol, mezonot. Even as desserts, you don't make a beracha on that. Therefore, if you have a piece of cake in the end, you don't make a beracha for as dessert on a piece of mezonot. By the way, the best thing is to leave all the things to have dessert for after Birkat Hamazon to make extra berachot, especially on Shabbos, to make me'ah berachot, to make 100 berachot. That's the minhag. A lot of people do that in order to get extra berachot in order to finish up their me'ah berachot. The question that a lot of people asked was regarding Mayim Acharonim. Are the women are obligated to wash Mayim Acharonim? I don't know where the minhag come from that women don't do it. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Zatzal said he should do it. Rav Eliashiv said he should do it. Chafetz Chaim, his daughter, testified that he, in his house, all the women in their home, they also wash Mayim Acharonim. Rav Ovad Yosef said they should wash Mayim Acharonim. Everybody said the women should wash Mayim Acharonim. I don't know who said they shouldn't, but really should. If the minhag is, if the minhag is by you that you wash Mayim Acharonim at the table, the women also should wash Mayim Acharonim also. Now, we said that in order to say Birkat Hamazon, you have to have a kazait, 1 ounce of bread, within 7 minutes. between 4 to 7 minutes. If you have a safek, if you have a doubt, was it 7 minutes, less than that, more than that, then you do not make berakha, don't make birkat hamazon. You have to know for a fact, in order to say birkat hamazon, the berachot, you have to know for a fact that this is the amount of time took you, and though you are sure that 1 ounce of bread you had between 4 to 7 minutes in order to say birkat hamazon or any berakha. If you have mesupak, you have a safek, you have a doubt, then you do not make the berakha acharona. What happens if somebody by mistake made the berakha levatala? Or let's say you made a berakha, and all of a sudden you said, I made a berakha levatala, I should not make this berakha, I didn't know, I wasn't sure. Then right away you say, Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto Leolam Vaed. Right after the berakha, you should say that, Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto Leolam Vaed. The inyan of berakha levatala is a very, very important inyan. The Chazal, they gave us a lot of leniency in order not to come to that point of berakha levatala. Therefore, I want to give you a few different scenarios that you see how Chazal, how Chachamim went out of their way to be lenient in order for us not to say berakha levatala. Let's say the minhag is the halacha is that you have to wait 6 hours between meat and milk. Let's say 3 hours in the Sauda, let's say you ate meat, 3 hours later, by mistake, you took ice cream, you made a beracha, sha'akol, niyavid, varo. Remember, oh, I'm fleshic. What should I do? You should take a piece of that, even though you are within 6 hours of meat, in order not to be beracha levatala. You see that even for basar or chalav, chazal or mekel, in order, not only a very little, don't sit down at the Sauda now, just a little bit in order not to be berakha levatala. What happens if Yom Ta'ani, the fast day, you are fasting, that except Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, Asara B'Tevet is coming up. By mistake, you took a cup of water, made the berakha, she'akol ni'avid varo, reminded yourself, I'm fasting. Should drink a little bit in order not to be berakha levatala. You see how important it is, the inyan of berakha levatala, that one should be very careful not to come to that situation, not to bring ourselves to that situation, that we make a berakha levatala. And the only way we could do that is that we learn alachot properly, and we know on every food what berakha we make, when to make, and when not to make, when to say beracha acharona, when not to say beracha acharona, how long did it take, every step of the way, there is rules and regulations, and in order to do it properly, we have to know the halachot clearly in order not to say beracha levatala. I have a few minutes to say questions.